So have you been watching the Olympics? No, yes. Oh my gosh, I think it is so inspiring. It's so incredible to me to see these people from all over the world coming together and doing these games and being such incredible athletes. I think from the opening ceremonies through all of the events, through the personal stories and the stories of overcoming challenges and all of those stories that we get to hear and people overcoming so many odds, it's just so amazing and how blessed I feel to get to witness all of this. Did you hear there was one story about a woman named Yusra Mardini who was an 18-year-old athlete? She's swimming for the refugee team. Is that incredible? There's a refugee team for people that don't have countries. And while she was fleeing Syria, she was in a boat, and the motor failed, and the boat began to sink into the Aegean Sea. It was a boat that was meant to carry 6 people, yet there were 20 people on the boat. Almost all of them did not know how to swim. And so she jumped in the water along with her sister and one other person, and they pulled that boat for 3 hours to safety in Greece. Is that incredible? I know, it's just amazing. The hard work and the determination of every single one of those athletes is so inspiring. Just to become an Olympian and then to make it to the games, not even counting winning a medal, but just that determination to get there. There was another story about a 28-year-old Olympian runner who ran the women's 1500-meter run, and as a kid, they didn't have enough money for her to have running shoes. She only owned one pair of shoes that she had to wear to running practice and to school. And now, with the help of New Balance, she and New Balance are sponsoring giving free shoes to all sorts of kids that can't afford them that are runners to practice their running. So I love hearing those stories, and I love seeing this determination and people reaching these dreams and these heartfelt desires that clearly they've had for a really long time. I just love it and think it's so inspiring. And to me, it doesn't even matter who wins the medal. I am just so happy for every single one of those people that they made it to the Olympics, that they accomplished this goal and are living out this dream. I also love watching those athletes win and how often you see those athletes patting each other on the back and hugging each other from other countries. I've seen it in running, and I've seen it in the girls' gymnastics, and I've seen it in swimming where they actually come over the thing in the lane to hug the person and congratulate the person from an opposing country after they've won. And it's, to me, it is such an expression of the spirit of unity, the spirit of common desires and caring for and about each other reaching our dreams, supporting each other in reaching those dreams. That's what I see when I see that. I saw Katie Ledecky last night be in an interview, and she was wearing 4 gold medals and a silver medal. Amazing. And she said to the guy that was interviewing her, "And you know what? I am leaving with more new friends than I am with medals." How awesome is that, that spirit of unity and of coming together? I think one of the things that watching the Olympics does for us is it gives us hope. It gives us hope that nothing is impossible. It gives us hope that if we hold on to those dreams that we have, onto those heartfelt desires, and then we do what is required, that it cannot be impossible. Those athletes that we see are taking that divine potential that lives within them and making it real in this world. And if they can do that, then we can do that because we are not different than they are. And so the title of my talk today is The Olympic Spirit, and I'm talking about that Olympic spirit. I'm talking about being inspired by the Olympics because it awakens a hope within us. I'm talking about how it awakens a possibility within us to make our dreams a living reality. I'm talking about how it awakens an urge that we have deep inside of ourselves to actualize our potential. That's what they're doing, is they're actualizing their fullest potential. I'm talking about being inspired to be all that we can be by watching things like the Olympics. I love this quote that I read from Eric Butterworth this week. He says, "You are not done yet. You still have within you a dynamic potential for growth, and it must come to pass." We each have this dynamic potential within us that is yearning and seeking to come forward and to express in this world. And pursuing our own dreams, our own desires, pursuing our own goals is the thing that grows us and the thing that actualizes that potential within us. It's like flipping on a growth switch when we start following those dreams. Following those dreams allow us to bring forward that untapped potential. Those dreams are the things that let us and lead us to giving way to our greatest selves. Our spirit needs to express its greatness. As spiritual beings, we have a need to express our greatness. That's what those athletes are doing. We have a need within us to unfold our greater yet to be. We have a need within us to experience who we are as emanations of that infinite potential and that boundless good and that creativity and the love and the peace and the wholeness and the power. We have a spiritual yearning to experience in this physical world those things that live within us as potential. That's the reason we have those dreams in the first place. So that we will grow, so that we will stretch, so that our spirit gets to come forward and express itself as that fullness of being. Those dreams are like the destination on the road map of growth that takes us there. Because it's on the path from here where we are to there that we want to be that the growth happens. It's the way that we ungrow and the way that we unfold our potential. Hello, someone's behind me opening the door. It's the way that we discover that greatest self. So it's between here and getting to the Olympics that the growth happens, right? It's between here and getting the college degree that the growth happens. It's between here and getting that promotion at work or that coveted job where the growth happens. It's between here and having that perfect, harmonious relationship that the growth happens. We have to grow to get to that place. That growth happens moment by moment by moment on that journey to where it is that we want to go. From here to the medal, from here to the prize or to the payoff, whatever that payoff is that we're wanting to have in our lives. And so we have this yearning that's built in. Those dreams and longings are the voice of our spirit calling us to grow. But there are three things that we allow to stop us from getting from here to there. And one of those is the story that we tell ourselves that we are too something, fill in the blank. That we are too busy, or that we are too old, or that it is too hard, or that it's just simply too late in our life to try and follow that particular dream. But you know what? That is not true. There are lots and lots of late bloomers in life, and I'm going to share some of them with you. Did you know that Julia Child did not write her first cookbook until the age of 50, which launched her career into being a celebrity chef? Tim and Nina Zagat, you know the Zagat Awards that you see on restaurants, were both 51 before they published their first restaurant review. It is now the mark of culinary authority. Laura Ingalls Wilder spent her later years writing semi-autobiographical stories. She published her first Little House book at the age of 65. They soon became children's literary classics and the basis for the TV show Little House on the Prairie at age 65. Harlan Sanders, better known as Colonel Sanders, was 62 when he franchised Kentucky Fried Chicken. He sold the franchise business for $2 million 12 years later. Anna Mary Robertson Moses, better known as Grandma Moses, began her prolific painting career at 78. In 2006, one of her paintings sold for $1.2 million. And Harry Bernstein spent a long life writing in obscurity, but finally achieved fame at the age of 96 for his 2007 memoir, The Invisible Wall, A Love Story That Broke Barriers. It's never too late, and you are never too old to follow those dreams. It's never too late unless you are already buried in the ground. And I have a feeling that because those dreams and goals are the things that grow us, if you don't follow that dream in this lifetime, the next time around, you're still going to get to do something that causes that same growth. So you may as well just follow your dream here and now and do the growth. The second thing that causes us to not follow those dreams and pursue those, I think, is because we live in such an instant gratification society that we think we should not have to work that long or that hard to accomplish a goal. How long and hard did those Olympians work? Dedication all day long, every single day for years. The stories of those people giving up high school dances and dating and all those things to pursue this dream. We don't live in instant gratification. Everything that is valuable takes work to get there. We hear about overnight successes. But studies show that overnight success actually takes 10 to 20 years. And I read a quote this week that I loved. Somebody said, that overnight success that I have, it was the longest night of my life. I think the third thing that keeps us from pursuing those dreams is because they stretch us, and that stretching can feel uncomfortable, and it can feel a little bit scary, and so we get scared of being in that place that feels like discomfort, and that keeps us then from pursuing that goal. Ernest Holmes, who is the founder of religious science, says, "The world is filled with possibility. We must take this divine possibility and mold it into a present actuality in everyday experience. This is the way to freedom, the pathway to peace and happiness." That's the thing that brings us the greatest fulfillment and peace and happiness, is moving towards those goals. Not even accomplishing them, but moving toward them gives us this deep sense of fulfillment. And even when we get scared, there's still that thing within us that calls us. There's still that thing within us that longs to move towards that goal, that longs to give expression to our potential, that longs to be all that we can be. I am having to have some repair work done, body work done on my car from getting in a couple little, someone backing into me and stuff. And so I'm going to need to rent a car while my car is being worked on. And so this week, that was one of the things that I got to do. I got to go get estimates on my car, which I don't like because it stretches me and it's unfamiliar and it's uncomfortable. And then to call and rent a car, I wanted to pick up the car in one place but drop it off in another place, of course, without having to pay an extra charge. So I was going to call this week, and Colleen says she's done it before. She did it recently. Just call them and tell them you've done it before and ask them if they'll do it again for you. And I'm like, no, I don't want to do it. You do it. You've done this before. You do it. And she's like, no, this is good for you. You just do it. After some begging and her still saying no, I finally called. And you know what? It was as easy as could be. We get scared that it's going to be hard, and so we don't do it. And you know what? I'm so glad I did it, because what happens when we keep something out there and we don't do it, it keeps us small. It keeps us in fear. It keeps us from growing and from unfolding our greatest selves. So I'm glad that I did it. And you know what else I know? Always, when you are looking at something you have to do down the road, it seems scarier and harder than it is when you're doing it. It always seems like it's going to be way more difficult, no matter what it is. Because when you're actually there, is all you do is you take the next step. And then you take the next step, you do what needs to be done, and it's not a big deal. And so holding back from stepping into that unknown and was scary keeps us small. Stretching and doing something new and getting out of our comfort zone increases our confidence, and it increases our self-esteem, and it increases our sense of self, and it increases our strength. Every time we force ourselves to just do it. And so Ernest Holmes also says, in this Science of Mind textbook, know that the greater abundance of every good thing which you are bringing out in your life, the more perfectly you are satisfying the divine urge within you. Every time you give birth to something greater through you, you are satisfying that divine urge within you. Anything you can dream of, in all capital letters, anything you can dream of is not too great for you to undertake if it hurts no man and brings happiness and good into your life. You are supported by this entire universe to bring forward the good that you want to experience in your life. Everything supports that. That is what you're here for. That is what you came here for. To give way to that potential that lives within you and to make it real in this world, to actualize it. And so, do you have a heartfelt desire or a dream or a goal or something that you want to do or to be or to have in your life? Do you have something, perhaps, that you've been telling yourself you can't have because you are too something, fill in the blank? Or do you have a dream or a longing that you haven't pursued because you think it's too much work or it's too scary to step out there? What dream or longing or heartfelt call do you have? Can you think of one? Does everybody have one? Would you tell the person that's sitting next to you what your dream is? Tell someone. Bruce, tell a guy behind you. You don't have one. So that's the first part. So that's the first part, acknowledging that you have that heartfelt desire, acknowledging it and owning it. And then the next thing to do is to ask yourself, that knowingness that lives within you, what is the next step? What is the one step that I need to take to move me towards that goal? and then you do that one step. You don't have to know every step and all that it's going to take to get there. Is all you have to know is the next step, and then you take that step. And then after you've accomplished that step, then you ask yourself again, what's the next step I need to take? That's the thing that moves you towards those goals. That's the thing that will bring you to your next level of growth. That is the thing that will enable you to bring forward your greater yet to be. That is the thing that will allow you to have a greater experience of who you are and who you want to be. So my invitation to you is, one, get clear. If you're not clear now, get really clear about what that looks like. And then write it down. You've told someone, so that's already made it more real. Write it down. That makes it real. And then you can't go, oh, I didn't really want that. It really wasn't that important when you get scared. Write it down. And then commit to moving towards that goal. That's the call of your soul, to move towards that goal. And then stay inspired. Do things like watch the Olympics, where people are reaching these goals that they have. Stay inspired. Read stories about people that have accomplished things that were challenging. Read stories about people who succeed in life. Read spiritually inspiring books, those books that tell you who you are. Things like Ernest Holmes and Joel Goldsmith and Deepak Chopra and Oprah Winfrey even. Read those things that inspire you and tell you you can do this because you already have within you every single thing that it takes. You were made for this thing. And then take that next step and then ask what's the next one and take the next one. And then you will absolutely be on that road to fulfillment. You will be giving way to your own innate potential, and you will be living your absolute most fulfilling and satisfying and gratifying life. And so blessings to each and every single one of you as you walk this path of your own unfolding, as you walk this path of stepping in to your own greatness, as you walk this path of the call of your soul and the call of your spirit. Blessings to all of you. And so I invite you to join me in a spiritual mind treatment. And so how good it is to be in this place of remembrance. How good it is to be taking my mind to this place of truth. This call of my soul to be back here, home, in my recognition of this one infinite and boundless presence that I live in. And so I do recognize right now that each and every single one of us in this room live and move and have our being in that infinite one, in that essence of love and of peace and of infinite potential. That it is everywhere present in and through everything, and that it is in and through us. It is our spirit, for we are emanations, incarnations, outpicturings of that divine light and that love intelligence of the universe. And so that which is within and that which is without is one and the same. There is no distinction. There is no otherness. We are living this life of the divine, walking this path of the divine, giving way to it in our lives, giving way to this creativity, giving way to this power and this creativity and this love and this joy and this bliss of being by walking this path and by bringing our spirit forward into this world. We are giving way to the divine and to our own spirit. How good it is to be in this place of remembering, to be in this place of knowing. And so today I claim and I know that we walk in spirit and that it goes before us and leads us and guides us into that perfect heart fulfillment. For this is in our lives by divine design. This is what we've come here to do. And so I know that our path is already blessed and that all we seek to accomplish is already a success, that everything lines up for this to happen. God says yes as we say yes. And so I know that we are indeed blessed. And I speak this word also about every other person in this entire world, knowing that the spirit of love and of peace and of intelligence is right where they are. And right now, it is unfolding itself in and through the heart and the mind and the life of every single person. That there is an evolution happening on this planet of humanity, and that we are each participating in it. And so I know that there is only this one, and it is here and it is now. And so it is with a grateful heart that I am so thankful to know this truth and to be open to it, grateful that this is what is unfolding in our lives now. And so I release this prayer in gratitude into that law of the universe and say, thank you, God, for all of this. And so it is. Amen.